Please open in your scriptures to the book of Ezekiel and chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. It seems to me that the vision that God gave to the prophet in the 37th chapter of this very significant book, that it's one of the most meaningful visions in all of the scriptures. And I want you to look with me as we go through the first 14 verses of this text. I want you to please carefully follow along, and may I suggest that even the children that are able to read, that can follow along, that you would do this, that you would be looking at these verses beginning in verse 1 of Ezekiel chapter 37. The text says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' So I answered, 'O Lord God, you know.' Again he said to me, 'Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.' And so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, 'Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord." Visions in the Bible were a very powerful method that God used to communicate very great, very important truths to his people. This vision that we're reading was regarding Israel. And it begins by describing their very tragic spiritual condition. But yet, it was a vision that was meant to give hope. Israel is described as being dead. And the picture is that death has settled so completely upon that people that their bodies had reached that final stage where that all that is left are the skeletal remains. All previous signs or indications of any life, they're completely gone. It is not just that there is no breath in the body. Death has advanced to the point where one cannot imagine that life even ever existed in such bodies. Everything that man can know, everything that man is able to conclude about living creatures, all living things, is that death is final. Death is final. Once life has been extinguished in a body, whatever that type of body may be, there's nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing that can occur that would reanimate that body, that would give that body life again. So far as the experience of man is concerned, this is an indisputable fact. And it's been that way from the beginning. And it will be that way to the end of time. But so far as man is concerned, the death is final. But in this text, God says to the prophet, speak to these bones. Prophesy to these bones. Declare the word of the Lord to this dead nation of Israel. And watch and see what I will do. And we observe with Ezekiel what happened. And I'm not going to go through and repeat how that the bones come together. And that how finally the flesh is going to be cover the body. And that the final thing that will take place is that God will cause breath to enter into the body. But the text tells us here very clearly that the body came to life again. And I want to read again those last verses in this section, beginning in verse 11. The prophet says, then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry. Our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. And then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. We realize that Ezekiel is talking about them as a nation. And they were entirely dead because of their sins. And in particular, because of their idolatries. But he says there's still hope for this nation because of what I can do and what I will do. That's the significance, the initial significance of this passion. But brethren, I think that every single one of us, without exception, should be able to relate to this despair that Israel felt. A despair that sin brings to our lives, knowing that we all were dead in our trespasses and sins before we came to know Christ. We were like dry bones. no possible hope for us to ever live again. But we rejoice because in Christ we've been made alive. The Lord's Supper is our weekly memorial that Christ came and gave himself for us that we might live again. It's our memorial. We remember as we partake of this somewhat unusual but highly significant feast. We remember that his body was broken for us. We remember that his blood was shed in our behalf.